modern minds. Episode 8, Retirement and Expirement. Welcome to the year 2075. Welcome to Smith Jones. Smith Jones is a company that oversees the manufacture and distribution of mechanical pencils. The walls are beige, the carpet is cream, and every desk faces north. There is a water cooler in the corner. The break room has a slightly flickering light just over the refrigerator. It smells vaguely of rice at all times. One of the Smith Jones employees is a woman named Eleanor Owens. Eleanor is 89 years old. If it seems strange that a woman so old would still be going to work every day instead of enjoying her retirement, do remember that Eleanor was born in 1987. Retirement is a thing of the past, not like mechanical pencils, which are still going strong in 2075. Today is Wednesday. Most unfortunately, the phrase hump day is also still going strong in 2075. But it is mercifully 5 o'clock, and therefore time to clear out and go home and begin a week's respite from the phrase hump day. Eleanor closes down her computer, turns off her desk lamp, and stands up, creaky bones popping and clicking and snapping as she does. The sound doesn't bother anyone. In fact, no one really takes notice of Eleanor at all most days. She is just another employee, after all, the same as all the others.
All right, I'ma head on home. Y'all have a good night now.
Eleanor takes the bus home to her little apartment, trying to remember if she has anything good in the pantry to cook up for dinner. Once home, she takes off her orthopedic shoes and steps into her slippers with a sigh of relief. After a simple supper of baked potato and broccoli and an hour's worth of television, Eleanor can't keep her eyes open any longer. She gets ready for bed in the same way she always does, tucks herself in, and falls asleep. Forever. Eleanor dies that night, but peacefully, her life drifting away like the petal of a flower on a gentle wind. The next morning, Eleanor's spirit gets up and goes to work as usual, not having realized that death generally means one is not required to clock in. The ghost of Eleanor Owens sits down at her desk and begins opening emails, jotting down notes of phone calls to return, and processes an order to bring to her manager's inbox. No one seems to take notice. No one comments on the fact that there is a ghost drifting around the office. Everything continues normally. Day after day, Eleanor's ghost goes to work, arriving promptly at 8:52 and leaving at 5:03. Day after day, she returns to her little apartment, watches an hour of television before bed, going through the same motions she always has. Every Wednesday, she hears the echo of hump day throughout the break room. Every day, she calls customers and checks on orders.
Hi, this is Eleanor Owens from Smith Jones calling to follow up on your order from last week. How you doing today? Oh, I'm fine, the same as always.
For years and years, the ghost of Eleanor Owens haunts the halls of the Smith Jones Company, selling mechanical pencils for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Eventually, however, the day comes when Smith Jones is absorbed into a much bigger company and the building is cleared out. The north-facing desks are removed, the water cooler taken away, and the flickering light over the refrigerator in the break room turned off for good. The building is purchased and converted into condominiums for wealthy fruitarians, The families that move in fill the place with minimalist furniture and countertop kombucha makers. And no one pays any mind to the tiny, elderly woman's ghost roaming the place. Only in the quietest moments can the spectral sound of the departed employee be heard.
You've reached Smith Jones. This is Eleanor Owens. How can I help you today?
Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Cipolla and music by Gavin Crockett.